Consumer sentiment remains in the range that it was in 2003-2004, prosperous economic period.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
As of this taping, price of oil is somewhere to the south of $40 per barrel, still significantly lower than its last March level of $48, and its lowest price since 2004. Average gasoline prices nationwide are now a shade above $2 per gallon, still 16% below their last year's level. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average has recovered its losses from earlier this year. Both the gasoline prices and stock market influence consumer sentiment, and how consumers feel directly impacts the economy, considering that more than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures. A brief look at the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index shows that it ran between 90 to 95 during the 2003-2004 prosperous economic period. Then it started to drop. About a year before the start of the Great Recession, the index plunged 20% in 2007, falling to 76 by December of that year. During the recession, the index further crashed all the way down to a low of 55. So clearly, while the economy was still humming during the first three quarters of 2007 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 12% by September of that year, consumers had already started to feel a lot of negative vibes about the economy well before the impact. And 6 months before the official end of the recession, consumer sentiment index started to climb, rising to 68 by the official end of the recession. So consumer sentiment index is clearly one of the strong leading indicators of the overall economy. Despite a very slight drop in consumer sentiment in March, it has remained largely unchanged in the past few months, trending between 91 and 93, which is well inside the range that prevailed during the 2003-2004 prosperous economic period. Personal financial expectations remained strong in March, comparable to favorite levels recorded nearly a decade ago. Overall, it would appear that consumers have accommodated slower economic growth as well as rising prices without an accompanying rise in uncertainty about their own personal financial situation. The most important element supporting consumers' optimism is their conviction that the slower pace of economic growth will not have an appreciable impact on maintaining the jobless rate at its current low level. The primary concern of consumers, on the other hand, appears to have shifted away from the job market, which dominated the previous year's reports. And now the volatility of the financial market has started to become a bigger concern for consumers. This is pretty good news of solid consumer confidence when people get more concerned about how the stock market is doing than if they're going to keep their jobs. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.